When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We're the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. Thank you for listening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Wherever you are with the Odyssey app, it's free. If you don't have it yet, download that. You can take the Junks on the go while you're traveling. So please take that sage advice. You got a three-man Junk show. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Good morning. He is sitting in Jason Bishop's seat. Jason Bishop is off until, I think, 2026. He'll return at some point.
Maybe. And
Eric Bickle is here as well.
Good morning. How are you, Rick?
Good. That is your three-man Junks show getting you through the week.
He's always offered lessons on how to maximize vacation time.
Yeah.
So he likes to utilize company holidays and then spread out his vacation time. I might have to take him up on that in 2025 because I think we're going to go visit my family in Italy.
Ah.
And the last time I did that, I just used a week, and it was too rushed, because you take a trip over to Europe.
Yeah.
I know you've never done that.
I have not.
It's a long flight, and then we went to a couple of different spots, but then people ask you, did you go to Rome? No, we did not go to Rome.
Right.
We went to Cinque Terre, went to visit my family, went to Venice. It becomes too much. Like, I think I need more time.
Now, as you mentioned, I've never been to Europe, but I feel like if you want to do a proper European trip, it's got to be like a minimum of like 10 days.
Right.
10 days to two weeks.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just going to, it's just too rushed and compressed.
And like,
unless you're going to like one spot.
And I am a travel expert, so I know these things.
Kelsey wants to do Greece, and I think that maybe we should try that. And there's no way I can visit my family. We can do maybe just 3 days in Trejovo, which is where my father's from, the village he's from. But then to get over to Greece, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of spinning.
You can't do that in a seven-day window.
Yeah, you're spinning more plates than Red Panda at halftime of an Xfinity Center game.
I'd see the family for one day. Then you have more free time. Depends on if you have enough to do. You know, if you have plenty to do while you're there.
Yeah, there's tons to do when we're there with them.
When I would go visit my aunt and uncle and my cousin, you know, every year on the farm. And by day two, I was ready to go. Not because I didn't enjoy being with them, but there was just nothing to do.
Unless you actually want to do like real hard work and roll up your sleeves and help at the farm.
They didn't want me anywhere near that. Right, I would just go in the barn and shoot baskets on this.
That's what you're qualified to do on a farm.
It was 11 feet high.
Is it a peach basket?
No, it was a real rim on in a makeshift backboard, 11 feet high.
Yeah.
And
why
I was just
so high?
They just eyeballed it. country.
Okay. It's like, let's throw that backboard up at 11 feet.
Yeah. And, or 10 and a half, 11 feet, whatever it was. And
got
I would just
it.
Shoot on there endlessly. Just wait for the sun to go down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you botch it. Like, I know we all grew up with our buddy Mike and Rich, the Frasers, and they had a hoop in their backyard by their pool, and it was 2 inches off.
Yeah. It's okay.
So whenever
too
they
high
put
or
in
too
the.
Low.
A little low. It was a little low.
No, no. I actually think it was too high. So when you raised it all the way, it was 10-2. But we often put it at 8-8 because that's where we could dunk.
Sure.
Well,
it could move by 6-inch increments. It was one of those old school hoops.
I think my wife and my daughter, at least one of them, are going to go to Europe this summer. I've already bailed out. Right? There's no chance I'm doing that. And I'm thrilled.
Yeah, well, you couldn't be happier. Yeah.
Jason's doing his vacation in South Carolina, and he mentioned Daniel Island. He couldn't have asked for better weather. I mean, I just assume if it's warm here, it's warm there. I haven't checked.
I have no idea what the weather is in South Carolina, but
so
it's
usually
probably warmer there.
In November, you're dealing with a lot of cold temperatures, and yeah. I'm sure cold temperatures are coming our way soon.
Well, what's today? Is today Tuesday? Today it's 72.
Perfect weather.
In Daniel Island.
Yeah, so
74. It'll be a little colder on Thursday, 60. I think it'll be a little colder here.
I'm just waiting for my color-coded survivor pool email from Jason, which I'm guessing we'll get today.
I'm down to one team because Louisville couldn't go out and beat stupid Stanford.
That's big for me.
Yeah, I just down
trust
to one,
me. I was rooting for Stanford.
I'm down to one team, and that means you're
there's only
dead.
One guy who's got three left, well, but he doesn't have many ACC teams left. He's going to have slim pickings.
Sure.
So I need him to come back to the pack.
Got it.
All right, so you got to give us an update on what's going on with our guy, with Ovi.
Well, here's the update. He's leading the NHL in goals with 15. He potted not one, but two more last night.
But you don't seem to be
Utah.
Too worried about him limping off.
I'm not that. Because
he's Ovi and he's always figured it out.
The weird small subset of Caps fans somehow blames me for Ovi getting clipped knee to knee last night in Utah when yeah. I was just peacefully in REM sleep 2,000 miles away with nothing to do with the game. Look, I'm not going to play a doctor. I'm not going to try to predict what his injury is.
Mm-hmm. He's just such a tough guy. You never see him in that spot.
It's very rare. And that's why I said he basically never gets injured, because go back and look at his games played throughout his career. It's littered with 79, 81, 82 games, 82 games, 78 games. The guy never comes off the ice.
It's definitely his left knee,
his
it
left
looks
knee.
Like.
Yeah.
Chase D tweeted, quote, "He never gets injured. Go look at his game log. Cakes at 7 a.m. yesterday."
I still stand by that. Now, if the Ovi never gets injured.
Get a bet for me.
Go look at his numbers. Go look at the games played. I still stand by that. Like, but that is a factual statement. Now, he did get clipped in the game last night. It's poor timing. Could you argue it's poor timing? Perhaps.
Let's see here.
So he's going to be evaluated.
It looks like a knee to knee. I hope it's not like a chip. I hope it didn't chip anything. You know what I mean? Like, what if it's?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not going to speculate
like it's smart.
On how long he's going to be sidelined. We'll get more information today.
We also have Tariq El-Bashir, who covers the Capitals. He'll join us at 7:40, so we're a little more skinny.
Let me just make this crystal clear. I take zero blame, cosmically, for what happened to Ovi last night in Utah.
You're getting
zero blame.
99% of the blame. You're a jinx. You shouldn't have said anything. You're too cocky. And
hold on. Okay, that's fine. You can continue. But when the news comes out later today that it's relatively minor, and then he's
you're doubling down right now.
I am doubling down. I'm ROM at the blackjack table. If that news comes out today, I want my flowers coming back this way.
I don't know why you would do this to yourself.
You want your Zays?
Yeah, I do want Zays.
There, you don't have to speculate. There's plenty of doctors on Twitter right now.
I'll let them speculate away.
Who are saying MCL could be out 6 weeks.
I mean, that hurts, but I mean, 6 weeks is not the end of the season.
it would be a pretty big blow. I mean, how many times has he missed 6 weeks?
I mean, this is the biggest turd in the punch bowl ever, and you're just downplaying it?
Yeah, my move is to downplay
it. When did he actually say he never gets hurt? Yesterday?
Or I said it yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. It's uncanny.
Yeah.
And again, up until whatever mountain time or central time last night, I'm pretty much correct. Ovi never gets injured.
I mean, there's something going on there. I don't know what it is. It looks weird.
Now, please blame, is it Jack McBain? Please blame the guy that skated by and clipped him on his knee.
Well, Tom Wilson did blame him.
Washington side, you'd say way too many power plays from the side here of Alex Ovechkin going down and getting hit here at center ice and got tripped up.
That's
not
good.
Oh, boy. He got what looked like just a little bit of a clip on the way by and now is down up on hands and knees but still has not gotten up yet. Alex Ovechkin, as Jason Service has come out to take a look, and Ovechkin hobbled as he comes toward the bench. Now he's up on his own power, but he needs a little help.
He ran in. Let's see if we can get a replay here.
He did up on his own power. That's encouraging.
He did actually try to try to skate on it, and then he just turned around and went back in. So I mean, that's somewhat encouraging. He at least it was good enough that he could try. He tried to skate. Mm-hmm. Did you see? And then he did a pirouette, and then turned around and went back, and then shut it down. I don't know.
I know it's the bigger story that Ovi's hurt. They won again, and they have the most points in the Eastern Conference.
And he scored two goals.
Yeah.
He's going to break.
How can you say that right now?
He's reckless.
Hold on. I'm living in an alternate universe right now. Just work with me. Had he not been injured last night, he would break Gretzky's record like in February. Like, he's on that sort of pace. Now, we have to see how things play out with the injury. Hopefully, it's relatively minor.
He was on pace. I guess he still is to break it on January 13th.
Oh, so January, not even February.
Well, we'll see. Maybe it's just a week. If it's just like a bone bruise, knee-on-knee bone bruise, which I guess would be one of the best-case scenarios, maybe a week or two. If it's anything worse.
Let's hope that's the case.
Now, Ovi's been a huge part. The biggest part, I guess, of their offensive success. Spencer Carberry came on this show and said the offense is going to be a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I just checked. Do you know who leads the NHL? Not just Eastern Conference. East and West, NHL, in goals as a team?
I'm guessing it's the Washington Capitals.
The Washington Capitals.
Pretty amazing.
78 goals in 18 games played.
And Ovi leads the league in goals currently with 15.
And Mikey's not that far behind.
He's had a breakout campaign.
Should we go to our pal John DePompa?
Yeah, I know what he's gonna say.
Is he livid?
Well, he I'm sure he's not gonna.
Has he tweeted you or texted
not
you?
Not to
or
my
anything?
Knowledge, yeah. No.
Yeah, John, what's up, bud?
There's a tweet in your inbox, Cakes. You need to read it.
All right, hold on.
Very succinct.
Let me go to at Money Metal Cakes. Hold on.
Encapsulates all of the Caps fans' feelings towards you.
Can you read it?
John DePompa just tweeted an emoji of a hand with a certain finger sticking up. That's hurtful. John, that's hurtful.
Why would you do it? Okay, we all know Ovechkin's durable. There's an entire news blog.
His Russian machine never breaks. Are they going to change their website now?
Yeah, how about the Money Metal Cakes never wins? Let's change it to that. Come on.
Always bet against
Cakes. Why would you say this? We all know that he's durable. It doesn't need to be said. It added nothing to the show yesterday. It was completely reckless and outrageous. And honestly, EB and JP, you've lost your fastball. You should be pummeling him right now.
Ovi never gets injured.
Let's just see what it is. I just don't know what it is. Like, what is your best guess?
The fact that he went on the ice, I don't know. He's such a weird dude. Like, there's been plays before where he's taken a knee on knee in the playoffs, and he went back to the locker room, had a Coke, and said, "I feel better now. Let's go."
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He is a machine. But
aren't we supposed to embrace that aura that he's like invincible even at an advanced age of 39?
You're supposed to wrap our arms around it.
You can.
It's like having a no hitter, Cakes. It's like having a no hitter.
It's jinxing a no hitter.
I don't see it that way.
I got your back, Cakes. I don't believe in these jinxes. What these guys are? They're a bunch of wussies. You went and said something that was factually true.
They're scurred.
And we'll see what happens.
You got JP on your side, Cakes. Deal with that. Okay, that's how you look in the mirror.
Somebody that uses facts and evidence versus a jinx. Come on.
All right, John. Thank you, buddy.
I know where John stands. His tweet was very, as he said, very succinct.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not anything serious. I mean, when I first saw the headline that he had two more, I was thrilled, and then I saw, oh my God, they had to kind of help him off the ice. Yeah. That was not great.
When I first saw it, without listening to the commentary this morning,
yeah,
I thought, what if he tore his Achilles? But then watching it again, I kind of feel like it might be a bone bruise, something like that.
It's what it kind of looks like to me. Definitely not Achilles. He wouldn't have tried to skate if it was his Achilles. I mean, you just go right to the hospital. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, we've seen people tear their Achilles and get up and shoot free throws right after.
All right, that's a one-off, and then they're getting off. You're not playing.
Yeah.
You're not
well,
playing.
He didn't play.
Yeah. You're not even going to test it, though.
We'll find out. Tarik El-Bashir might give us a little more insight, mm-hmm. covers the Capitals for The Athletic. He jumps on at 7:40.
Yeah, he'll be on to talk and give us the latest on Ovi, though I'm guessing we won't get a health update on him until later in the day.
But even then, they're pretty vague about those things. I mean, maybe they'll say something just to appease the fans because he's such a big story. But the NHL's notorious for lower body injury.
Yep, they keep it vague.
They don't say anything.
Right. So Tarik El-Bashir will join us to talk Caps and Ovi at 7:40. Brian Robinson joins us for his weekly appearance from the Commanders. He's on the show at 9 o'clock. And Luke Thomas will join us at the end of the show. It's coming up at 9:40. When we come back, we'll get into Monday Night Football between the Cowboys and the Texans. We'll talk about the Wizards' latest loss and more next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tarik El-Bashir will join us at 7:40 to give us the latest on the Washington Capitals as they get a win against Utah last night, though Ovi was injured during the game, so clearly concern about Ovi's injury heading forward. Hopefully it's short term. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Should get more details.
If it's vague details
today.
If it turns out that it's some sort of catastrophic season, anything.
Yeah.
Will you feel terrible? Will you actually feel deep down like you did, Jinx? Maybe?
I'll feel bad for Ovi and the fact that his amazing season has been derailed.
But you won't feel bad.
I feel guilty personally.
Yeah, just kind of like you maybe have some superpower and you did jinx him.
Of course I won't feel bad.
I mean, literally the day that you brought it up.
Won't feel bad about it one bit.
Right.
Okay. Rolls right off my back.
I think I don't believe in jinxes, but I think even that one might crush me a little bit.
I'm sure he's brought it up many times in the past.
I'm sure.
We were talking about him yesterday.
Happened in poor timing.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Like if I go today and I go, you know what? Jane Daniels is never seriously hurt. It's never happened.
Well, that
he's never seriously hurt.
That wouldn't work because he doesn't have the body of work that Ovi has.
Well,
over,
I'd say in college, you never miss significant. I could do a whole thing.
I have a 20-year sample size to.
No, by the way, I'm doing that as a hypothetical.
I know.
I'm not saying that. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out in the ether.
Terry's so durable.
Yeah, I mean Terry McLaurin. He never gets hurt. He never is not going
to
tear.
I mean, during the break, I wanted to tweet the Robin Williams and Matt Damon. It's not your fault. Just to really tweak people, but I thought better of it.
Yeah.
But maybe I will at some point.
It's not your fault, Case.
Who knows? It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
Don't F with me.
I don't think it's your fault.
Austin never gets injured.
I don't think it's your fault, but I would kind of feel bad about it.
It's just uncanny.
It's uncanny.
No.
Yeah.
Here's what I feel bad about. I feel bad that Ovi's goal chase of Gretzky is going to be
slowed.
Yeah, slowed down.
Possibly.
And the fact that he's leading the league in goals, I mean, that's going to impact the team if he's sidelined for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ovi never gets injured. But do I feel personally responsible for him getting clipped on the knee?
The day you said it.
By McBain, who then got his ass beat by Tom Wilson?
By the way,
I do not.
Was that worthy of Tom Wilson beating his ass? It didn't look like it was intentional.
Oh, I think if you mess with the star,
a knee
run with your superstar, that
but even unintentional stuff
doesn't matter.
Guess it doesn't.
You got to make an example.
That is true. You got to sick the dogs after.
Stay away. Stay out of Ovi's bubble.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we need Tom Wilson to come in here and beat up Case.
Now, Ovi never gets injured. I don't want that to happen.
Hey, would you let Tom Wilson punch you in the gut?
Okay, four.
For a guarantee that Ovi's this injury is minor and that he will never have another injury or injury now, scare like this again.
This is a great hypothetical. Is he going to punch me as hard as he can? Is he going to hold back at all? Or is he's going to treat me like the guy that iced over?
No, he's going to take your cream-colored sweater, pull it over your head, and punch you in your gut as if you're on the ice.
No.
He feel like Cakes has to do it.
I think he'd destroy your innards.
He would. I would take one for the team. To save Ovi, I would take one for the team. It would hurt. I would have to have an ambulance in the alley waiting to take me to the hospital.
I wouldn't let anybody punch me in the stomach like that.
I'm more interested in what Cakes' punishment is going to be when it's an ACL tear.
Well, why would there be a punishment? Ovi never gets injured.
It's like you saying Cal Ripken never gets injured the game before the Iron Man streak breaks.
I mean, I would accept zero punishment for even if Ovi were sidelined for the rest of his career. I mean, it's just a coincidence. That's all it is.
I don't think it's an ACL. I mean, maybe it is, but I don't think so.
Am I going to guess he's back within a certain time frame?
No. No.
Let him guess.
I'm trying to save you from yourself.
Guess. All right, let's see. Oh, what's today's date? The 19th? Today, November 19th?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Ovi returns by December 15th at the latest. So he misses 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know.
That's my call. Mid-December.
He'll be back by our drinking show.
He's back by the Junk's drinking show, yes. That's my call.
All right. All right. Well, it's all pure speculation at this
Complete
point.
Complete speculation.
Nobody has any idea.
We'll my diagnosis. Ovi never gets injured. Unfortunate, random, lower body injury. Returns to the ice by mid-December at the latest.
All right.
That is my forecast.
Hey, what if... All right. Are you willing to do this?
I can tell you sight unseen, no, but go ahead.
For your punishment, mm-hmm. if he's out for an extended period of time.
Yes.
Say it's a tear, he's out for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Hopefully not. You have to bequeath your Caps ring to John DePompa.
Oh. Well, no, I mean, that's that's absurd. Of course I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that in a trillion years.
He's not going to do anything.
Is John DePompa a Stanley Cup champion? I think not.
No.
That, but you are. That ring says Auville on the side of it. It doesn't say DePompa. And I love John DePompa, but he ain't getting that ring.
Right.
It's impossible.
All right, listen, I don't want to belabor it. It is what it is. We'll have to see if they reveal anything today. But it wasn't a great look.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled when I woke up. I was thrilled immediately when I saw that Ovi scored twice. I was like, oh, that's pretty amazing. But then when I saw he was being helped off the ice, I said, unfortunate.
Will you at least admit there's a little bit of denial going on in your brain? There's a little bit of denial.
Denial of what?
That it could be a serious thing.
I'm banking on his track record that he suffer catastrophic injuries.
Eric, the psychology is Cakes hates this label that he has, that he's a jinx.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's doing everything he can.
Well, I'm just trying to dispel it because not a real thing.
Right.
Even though it's grown legs over the years, and I understand it's grown legs, it's become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually real.
I mean, you realize...
If Cakes acknowledges that the jinx exists, then he feels like people can pile on and blame him.
Mm-hmm.
So if he denies, then he feels better about himself and other people telling him he's a jinx.
I'm just going to bank on Ovi being the machine he's been throughout his career and that he'll miss a minimal amount of time.
Right.
It's possible.
If Cakes doesn't believe he's a jinx, why did he go in front of Caps fans and say the Flyers are going to win that night?
That was just a dumb brain fart.
He was just doing a bit, I think.
No, but why would he do that?
Because he was embracing the always bet against Cakes label at the time.
Right.
So the label exists.
I mean, that was a long time ago. I learned my lesson.
I guess not. That's not like it.
No, Ovi never gets injured.
Yeah. People will never understand that. I mean, it was such a long time. I have to tell the story one more time. Mm-hmm. I have to. So this was almost 20 years ago.
It feels like almost 20 years ago.
We were there in between periods. Was it a playoff game?
No, it was just a regular season game.
And I don't know how the hell, I don't know what we were doing, but somehow they were interviewing us on the whole loudspeaker thing.
The Jumbotron.
I think it might have been to promote table manners.
Might have been.
No, that's when you guys were in the booth.
Yeah, Table Manners was in the booth.
This was something else. It was just some other promotion. Some the other Junks promotion. Were going to be at the game or something.
Whatever
like
reason, they're interviewing us, and maybe even Cakes did a wacky bit like between the period or something. I can't even remember. Maybe he took a shot on
we were also, we were in the throes and in the center of Always Bet Against Cakes and having the website, and everyone was making all this money. And
Cakes would come in every day. We would beg him to give us his biggest winner on the board, and then we would all fade it.
We were having him pick 20 games a day.
My account, and I was betting $25 a game. My account went from $25 to $1,000.
Swole.
Just betting against Cakes. And he was coming in here more pissed off every day. He was just really getting bitter that we were doing this. He was really getting the face. And then meanwhile, probably at the same time, he's losing $5,000 a night playing blackjack online. We didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe that was the same time period.
I think it was afterwards.
Yeah. But anyway, we were at between periods, and so everyone related to our show understood that Cakes was kind of a jinx. But, you know, there's 20,000 people in the arena. They didn't understand. They didn't, you know, they're just dumb DJs that they're talking to. And they ask him, you know, that's that typical rah-rah, who's going to win the game or something? Cakes said, the Flyers, of course.
Booze rained down.
And they're going to go, what are you doing?
Yeah, stupid. It was just dumb.
20,000 people are like, what a moron. They didn't understand. You know.
I lost my mind. I had an out-of-body experience.
All 20,000 were P1s.
We're P1s. We're Junks fans. Yeah. We're logging on to alwaysbetagainstcakes.com.
Right.
Man, that crowd, they wanted blood. They hated my guts. Much like some of these tweeters are hating my guts this morning.
I don't think we've done anything with them in 20 years since, other than the Table Manners thing.
Yeah, and nothing
they
really
didn't like
official.
That one either.
Well, as soon as that happened, they said, no more of the Junks.
Yeah, they cut his mic off.
Yeah, that bit is over.
It was like an Oscar speech that went too long. Your mic off.
We can find other people to put on the Jumbotron between periods or during a commercial break.
I just don't think people understand that.
Yeah, that wasn't my finest moment.
It had to be there.
It wasn't my finest hour.
You want to talk about reading the room?
Yeah. Kix doesn't pray, but he's going to be praying that OV doesn't have a serious injury now.
I'll be sending good vibes to my guy OV. I'll be sending good. Oh, you know what? I need to update the goal tracker too.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is his left knee?
Yeah. Hey, left Cakes, knee? This is what I want you to do. I want you to apologize.
We need your left knee to be just minorly injured. Just a teeny tiny little minor injury. Like you miss a week, maybe 10 days, and you're back on the ice and you're scoring goals at a historic clip.
Hey, kiss it and make it feel better.
Kiss the boo boo. All right. There we go. All better.
Do it one more time for the camera.
One more time for the camera. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get that email.
Right, apologize.
There's so much dust on here, but I don't care. It's never been cleaned ever.
Valdez wants you to apologize to him.
Apologize?
Yeah. Give him your sincerest apology.
All right, Ovi, I'm sorry that I said you never get injured. I miss. Ovi never gets injured. I shouldn't have done that. I put bad juju, I guess, out into the universe. I probably won't do it again. Though
you learned from my mistake. I learned from my mistake.
I may have learned from my mistake. I can't. I can't promise that I won't do it again.
Right. One more kiss.
That knee is all better. That's gonna do the trick. I'm telling you.
Right.
All right, Ovi, back on the shelf.
All right, put him back.
Back on the shelf. You go. Oh, I have to update the goal tracker. Hold on.
Two more tallies.
868, I believe, is the current number.
So when he went down, he was leading the NHL in goals.
And he's
unbelievable.
Unless somebody else scored late night last night, he's still leading the
now,
NHL.
I did see, I think the first one was a 5-on-3, right? I think that's the case. I don't know about the second one.
He's got 5 goals in his last 2 games. The team has 24 goals over its last 4 road games.
Right, just on fire. When do we
won 6-2 against the Utah
tomorrow.
Hockey Club.
Tomorrow, okay, good. Well, hopefully we'll have a much better idea by tomorrow. All right.
This is what it is. I did watch the Cowboys. We'll come back.
I can get into that now. A bunch of angles there. First of all, with the Cowboys before the game, the roof was falling.
Yeah.
Fell onto the field prior to the game. A large piece of metal fell from the ceiling about 2 hours before kickoff as the retractable roof was opening. Luckily, nobody was injured. Apparently, there were wind gusts all day long and did damage. And when they tried to open it up, the winds got underneath the roof at the time, and it went down and fell. So,
well, there was also another loose piece up there that they had to bolt down,
yep.
If you saw.
So they had a debacle before the game, and then once the game started, they couldn't stop Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, the running back for the Texans, had three touchdowns in the 34-10 win over the Cowboys.
He's having an amazing year. What a great pickup by them during the offseason.
Here's the thing about the Cowboys, that's the next opponent for the Commanders. Can't stop the run.
No.
31st in the league, actually slightly worse than Washington. According to ESPN research, 79 of his 109 rushing yards came before contact.
The Cowboys,
including a 45-yarder where he was untouched.
During their 5-game losing streak, they're allowing opponents to score 34.4 points per game.
Yeah.
They are horrendous.
So
I want EB to guarantee a Commanders victory over the Cowboys.
I will not do that.
So they are 3-7, and Jerry Jones, the owner, seems to be back in Mike McCarthy still.
Wow.
He says he doesn't believe that McCarthy has lost the team. There is criticism of McCarthy specifically about the game yesterday. So Brandon Aubrey, who missed a 40-yarder in the first half, hit a 64-yard field goal. It was negated by a penalty on Houston, and instead of taking the points, they decided, no, we're going to continue to go down the field, and they ended up blowing it on a 4th-and-2 from Houston's 8, so no points. They had a turnover on downs instead. Brandon Aubrey, by the way, made history because it is the second straight season he has hit over 10 field goals from 50-plus.
Mm. I mean, he had another one. He had another one, so because that one got taken off the board, so then he must have had another one.
Right.
I mean, my reaction to that is, who cares? The guy's nailing 50 and 60-yarders. Their team is horrendous. They can't stop anybody. They're getting blowed out all the time. They can't win a game at home. They're in a complete free fall. And if you believe Jerry Jones that he still has faith in Mike McCarthy... I mean,
well, that wasn't the question. The question was, has he lost the team? And he said, no, he doesn't think he's lost the team.
The other thing to consider heading into this Commanders game is Cooper Rush threw for over 300 yards. He dropped back 55 times. Completed just 55% of his passes. Had one touchdown, which was that slant to Turpin, who looked ridiculously fast.
Well, yeah, he's a burner.
Had one interception. But apparently through a lot of hospital balls.
Right.
They may go to Trey Lance.
Well, that's great news for the Commanders, because if Trey Lance can't beat out Cooper Rush yet, he must be especially terrible.
I think I'd rather play Cooper Rush.
Commanders.
Trey Lance is not an accurate passer of the football, but he is super athletic. And I think I might rather play.
But if you
Rush.
Just load up against the run and you know he can't pass the ball, didn't Rico Dowdle have like 28 yards rushing in the game last night?
Right.
That offense can't run the ball.
I watched the first half and then went to bed, but just reading about it, like here's a description. Beyond the turnover worthy plays, Rush was inaccurate all game. He threw behind his receivers and missed newcomer Jonathan Mingo high on a 4th-and-2 in the red zone. He also had a sack fumble that Houston returned for a touchdown that put the game out of reach. What do you have to lose? You're losing anyway. You're 3-7. You might as well play Trey Lance.
Sure. Toss him the keys, see if
you can do
anything.
I kind of expect Trey Lance to be the starter this week.
All right. It's a different look. A different team with him.
What an early Christmas gift that would be for the Commanders if Trey Lance made the start on the road.
My guy, Dr. Bart, says for whatever it's worth, looks like an MCL to him. Okay. Whatever it's worth. If it is an MCL, that's some significant time. It's not like an ACL. I don't think it's nearly as bad, but I do think that's... What do they say for an MCL?
Does that get him back by my December 15th prediction?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
And Dr. Bart also said popped rib or something like that on Jaden Daniels. I forget.
Yeah,
he like gave us a Dr. Bart diagnosis.
Cartilage head or something like that, which makes sense.
All right, don't forget, later we will be joined by Tariq El-Bashir. He will update us, hopefully, a little bit on Ovi's status. We'll talk about the Capitals with him coming up at 7:40. And Brian Robinson from the Commanders, he'll join the show coming up at 9 a.m. Don't forget, Tariq El-Bashir will join us to talk Washington Capitals, who are on a heater. They take down the Utah Hockey Club last night.
6-2.
There's concern for Ovi's injury. We've talked about it a lot so far this morning. I made an unfortunate comment during yesterday's show that Ovi never gets injured, and then 8 hours later, he's injured and has to get helped off the ice in Utah. Ovi never gets injured.
Get a bet for me.
I wish he did score two goals. Somebody else. I wish I could say somebody else said it, but that was me. I'll own it. I said it. All the weirdo Cap fans are coming after me. They've got their knives out. They got their torches and pitchforks.
I thought you did make a good point that there's a website called Russian Machine Never Breaks.
And I love that website. I use
great website.
I use it all throughout hockey season.
Sure.
It's a great Caps blog. Love it.
Why are they not the Jinx?
Their website name is RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com. So I'm not trying to deflect the blame. Well, maybe a little bit.
For whatever it's worth, if it is an MCL, and some people online have speculated that, who knows? Could be nothing. Could be a bruise. If it depends on the grade. A grade one, it could heal, but they say in a few days to a week and a half. A grade two, a moderate thing, could be 4 to 6 weeks. A grade three, a severe one, could take 6 weeks or more.
I've never prayed more for a contusion than I will be over the next several days.
Hopefully it's just sore, and they do an MRI, and they see nothing.
Let's hope.
It could be.
Let's hope that's the case.
Let's go real quick. Let's go to Mac in Silver Spring. Mac, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, boys? How you doing today?
Hello, Mac.
Good.
Good to hear you. Look, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I feel what you mean. The website is kind of a bad thing. Yeah, I mean, not a bad thing, but a situational thing with 8 hours in. But I truly think this young man got back on the ice. He skated around. He's like, no, nope, not going to play with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back off.
Right. But what does that lead you to believe?
No, I believe it, like you think, two or 3 weeks is what I think.
What are your medical qualifications to make that diagnosis?
He just uses common sense.
Absolutely none.
Said, eyeball test.
I'm kind of with you.
I'm just telling you, tingle. Like, I'm looking at it from...
Using common sense that if it was... a catastrophic thing, like I was arguing with JP. Like, if it was a torn Achilles, he's not even doing that. Like, he's just going right into the locker room, and he's slamming his stick, mm-hmm. and you'll see him in a year.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not something that severe.
Right.
It was something where he said, let me see if I could push off on it. Let me mm-hmm. see what it feels like. That's not great. Let me go back in. So
he said, this game's in hand already.
So all I think it rules out is something catastrophic.
Yeah.
I don't think it rules out any of the moderate to minor stuff. Obviously. We'll see. It just sucks. It just sucks because he's having an unbelievable season on the heels of, you know, a season last year where through the first half of the season, everybody thought he was done.
I mean, his goal pace before the unfortunate incident, I mean, he had to be like on a 65 or 66 goal pace.
I know after he scored his first goal, I saw it was 63. So, yeah, you're right. Has to be beyond that.
And he's doing it at 39 years of age.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude's almost 40.
And they have the most points in the Eastern Conference, which was totally unexpected. All those preseason polls, if you clicked on ESPN, I had them as one of the worst teams in the league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At best, scraping into the playoffs, and they've got the most points and the most goals in the NHL, not just Ovi.
You know what those pundits weren't expecting? The McMikey breakout.
Yeah,
the Protas breakout.
Stromer's having a good year.
You add in,
he scored. They had two goals in 10 seconds. Our guy Nick Dowd scored. Strom scored Dowder. Within 10 seconds.
You mix in Chychrun. You traded for him. He's helping score from the defensive end. I mean, it's not just Ovi. It's a team collective effort.
Good vibes for the Caps and hopefully for Ovi. The opposite is the Wizards. So I put them on a little bit last night. It's a really tough watch. They've got these young guys, and you're hoping that they turn into something in the future. But they were down. When I put it on, EB, I can't remember. I put it on, and I had to do like the math, but I was like, they're already down by like 24.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second quarter or so.
Well, I mean, when we talked to Coach Keefe a couple of weeks ago at the Entertainment and Sports Arena, he was talking about the emphasis on defense going forward, and he was super Rick last night after the game. You could tell. Like, he was talking about, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, this is not the standard that we have set for us defensively. We have to go back and address some things, and I'm going to address the team. He was not happy with the at least defensive effort against the Knicks.
Where was your boy Koulibaly? He's hurt?
He's banged up.
I don't know
the extent of his injury. And I did not jinx Koulibaly. That is my guy.
Yeah.
EB, they're giving up. Say they gave up, was it like 73 in the first half? I might be off by a couple of points. They're giving up 124.7 points per game. The second worst in the NBA, all right, the Bulls, 122.9. Then it's absurd. And the point differential, like, we knew they were tanking. We knew that. They're tanking. All right, so mission accomplished so far, 2-11. EB called it. They were 500 at 2-2. That's definitely the last time.
Did you guys bet the under on their wins or over?
I believe the under.
No, you guys bet the under.
They bet the under.
I think you guys are safe. I think you're good.
They might not get to double digits the way they're playing right now.
We bet all unders except for the Dallas Mavericks. We bet an over, and they're 500. That one's not looking great. But they're getting outscored on average by 15 points a game.
All right. Hey, I saw Sarr. He launched another four threes. He's shooting 20% from threes.
He's
committed to the bench. I do think that he will develop into a decent 3-point shooter.
He scored 20 the other night.
He's got an okay stroke. It's not like it's a horrible. He just has to rep it out, I guess.
His numbers so far, he's scoring almost 10 points per game. He's at 9.8, 5.5 rebounds, 2.3 assists. He's shooting 35% from the field.
He's got to bump that up.
He's got to work on that.
Imagine if he took away his dunks. Because a lot of his points are dunks.
Yeah, well, he's offsetting the dunks with a lot of three balls going in.
The kid that I think is going to be the surprise is Bub Carrington. He's only averaging 10 a game, but he's shooting 38%, 39% from threes. He's just solid.
Reed Shepard?
Five assists.
Reed Shepard, Roy, rookie of the year bags looking at this point.
Yeah. How's he doing, Drabby? Have you paid attention?
I don't think he's doing much.
He's not doing much? Nope. They're not playing him?
No, he plays a little bit here and there.
So are you telling me he's not going to win Rookie of the Year? Is that what you're trying
to
tell me?
It's not looking good.
Well, you got to play.
Looking good for that bet?
Who's ahead of him?
He's averaging 3.7 points per game.
No, not in Rookie of the Year.
Jared McCain's playing really good.
I'm just saying who's ahead of him on the roster?
Oh, the Rockets have like a million guys. The young players, Cam Whitmore, Jalen Green, Van Fleet.
Well, somebody please offer me a buyout on that bet. I think it's with JP. I think JP took the field. It might have been you. I can't even remember.
No, I don't know if it was me.
Your current NBA Rookie of the Year odds, Jared McCain is number one. EB, that's the guy who paints his fingernails.
Yeah.
So, you're not going to be a fan of him.
Nope.
Reece Hoshea, number two. Bub Carrington, three. ED, four.
Look at Bub Carrington, three.
That's impressive.
He's playing well, man.
He's like 19 years old.
He was like an afterthought pick for them. He really was.
But they liked him. Didn't they move up to get him in the first round?
Yeah, but they didn't. I'm telling you, they didn't know what they were getting. They just knew he was kind of tough.
Will Dawkins liked him. There's a reason they picked him.
I'm just telling you, they didn't know what they were getting, and they got something pretty good.
All right, coming up next, we will get into the Commanders. We'll hit the Skins. It's Dallas week as they prepare for the god-awful, terrible Dallas Cowboys to come to Northwest Stadium this weekend. We'll be right back.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.